This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Sorry for spoiling the specials there. What a great song.
Yeah, it was a good song. Nelson Mandela. I think he actually meant Obama. I don't think he ever actually meant President Trump. I don't think he did.
He's a lucky man.
Yeah, Obama was from Kenya, from Africa. And it's funny, Nelson Mandela met Obama, the first African-American president.
Hey, Shay, we should first of all say...
I don't know, do you think...
Who we are.
We are the Shay and Jeff Show. Your name is, nickname is Tug Dudley the Poet.
Yes, I'm also Tug Dudley the Poet.
Yeah, are you having any poet performance today, this week?
Not today, but I do want to say the reason we started with the song Free Nelson Mandela by the Specials is because it's an excellent song.
Yes.
What a song. I haven't heard it in so long, and it's just such a... What a bass line.
He was in Cavity Jail for 27 years. Imagine President Trump gets put in jail years, and I say, you must learn not to lie, Mr. President Trump. You always say, oh, I'm not telling the truth. I don't tell the truth to the people.
I can't hear the song.
Free Donald Trump. I mean, he says, make America great again. And I say, I kill the bird to be the wind farm.
All right, stop. The reason we also played the Specials is because Nelson Mandela comes from a place called Soweto. This is kind of a stretch. He comes from Soweto, which is a township within Johannesburg in South Africa.
Yeah.
Also from Soweto are the Soweto Gospel Choir. The Soweto Gospel Choir are playing at the Sydney Fringe Festival, which starts next month. And we're going to talk a little bit about them and a little bit about the Sydney Fringe Festival. So how's that for a beautiful tie-in with Nelson Mandela? Does that sort of work for you?
Yeah, he's not alive, he's dead. But I think he died at about 95, 96.
Yeah, well...
I think he died in his 90s.
Did he?
Like Gogo, Fiona the artist, died at 95, 96.
That's a relative of yours.
Yeah, and she done 81 years of art. And she started out at age of 14 years old. And I just think that I like to interview Fiona, but I wish she was alive and I could say something on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think my cousin in Canada, Nancy, today, she has 14 million people on YouTube. She posts lots of videos and she posts things in Canada and she posts interesting videos and she makes lots of viewers and videos and she has 16,000 subscribers. I just feel this event in the festival, is this about people in Africa from this event?
About people from Africa. As I said, Soweto
is
a township Yes. I think it's kind of a fairly poor township, like fairly like a shanty town, or it used to be within Johannesburg, South Africa.
You think that South Africa was a poor town, kind of like Mozambique, Maputo?
I don't know very much about South African politics.
So South Africa is a very rich country, but
maybe some people are rich,
yes,
and some people are poor.
Yeah, but and I just feel South Africa is a very rich country, a bit more richer than Mozambique, but I just think South Africa is a rich country
like Australia, England, like the United States?
Rich country is Namibia.
Namibia?
Namibia, you know the you know, in Botswana and all the other developed countries in Africa, in each country. Egypt. Egypt is a rich country.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. With the Egyptians.
Maybe some people are rich, but I think some of these countries also have.
Each country. Maybe Europe, Dutch, English, rich. Switzerland is rich. Sweden.
Right. Well,
I just think all these rich countries, maybe Russia, China.
What about them?
They're rich. Yeah.
Okay, but
China make lots of things. Everything's made in China.
Okay,
mostly. Yeah.
You grew up in Mozambique, or you spent your first 10 years there.
Yes.
Your mum told me.
Yes.
Trying to steer this back to the Soweto Gospel Choir, who I'll talk a bit more about.
Yeah, I was in a choir.
That you went and saw this choir with her.
Yeah.
It must have been some years ago because you don't remember.
No, I don't remember. No.
Yeah.
No.
But she said that the music that they sing, it's kind of gospel and traditional African plus some more contemporary modern pop has similarities to music from Mozambique.
Yeah.
Do you remember the music from Mozambique when you grew up? Do you remember choirs and singing?
I did music choir in Mozambique. I used to be at Mozambique school.
Okay.
Did music choirs, not so much. I didn't have much of a interesting childhood in Africa, but I was.
Really? You didn't have it?
I traveled 14 countries. I am an interesting child. I like music and I like choir. I don't usually attend a choir. I did used to go choir in Holsworth.
You used to sing in a choir?
In Holsworth, I used to do a choir. Holsworth Choir in 2010.
All right.
I started a choir with Barbara and the choir music, but I don't know. I like music, but my best friend Guy Fredericks lives in Pennant Hills. He has a music performance thing, and he's in a band, and he's in Snob Dogs.
Snob Dogs.
Snob Dogs.
Oh, that's a good name.
In Pennant Hills. And it's a Snob Dog band started originally from Studio Arts since the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
I like Snob Dog. I always come up with names for things. I came up with a name the other day. The Fat Jockey.
It's Fat Jockey.
I think it's got to be a pub, don't you? The Fat Jockey.
I looked it on the internet. Baseball in Australia did 20 years since 2004 for the Athens Olympics. They having an event that they won since the 2004 Athens Olympics, and they won silver medal in 2004, and they beat the other country. I think they beat...
Who won a silver medal?
Australia.
In baseball?
Baseball,
all right, okay. Speaking of baseball...
Yes?
Let's steer it right back to choirs and the Sydney Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And hit it out of the park.
Yes.
The Sydney Fringe is not a paid advertisement, by the way. We're talking about the Sydney Fringe because it's Sydney and we're fringy kind of guys. Are you fringy?
Fringy.
You feeling fringy?
What's fringy mean?
Fringy. On the edge.
Edge.
On the edge. But yes, the Soweto Gospel Choir, who we have mentioned, are playing at the world famous Spiegel Tent, is a famous traveling dismantleable tent made of mirrors that goes around to festivals all around the world. It's like a mobile venue, and the choir is playing in that. Anyway, here's the festival blurb. I'll just tell you a bit about them. The Soweto Gospel Choir are triple Grammy Award-winning global gospel superstars, spreading joy since 2002. Hope is a brand new concert by the choir, celebrating songs and anthems from the freedom movement of Nelson Mandela, South Africa, back to the civil rights movement of Martin Luther King in the US. Hope opens with a rousing program of South African freedom songs before the repertoire moves to the US with beautiful renditions of protest music and includes songs by legends like James Brown, Sam Cooke, Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin. Yes, the Soweto Gospel Choir has been critically acclaimed and adored by audiences worldwide for its powerful renditions of African-American spirituals, gospel, and folk music. And I reckon, Shay, we should just play a bit of them. Play a bit, because actions speak louder than words, or songs speak louder than blather, or we'll just play a song by the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Yeah.
And this is called Umbombela.
Umbombela, yeah.
Or Umbombela.
Bella, it's a tribal word that Africans... It's a poetry of Ben Okri. It says, "Our song is so sweet, the air remembers, and our song is so remember... It remembers the air and the earth and the clouds and the our beautiful song with food and fruits... And soil.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah,
then God, it's a Ben Okri poem.
I mean, God is sweet of the like as a poet, but I got it at the Steiner School thing. It says about how the song is sweet because it makes you feel like the air remembers you. Like it just feels the song. Then African music makes you deep into you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so is that what Umbombela means?
Means Umbombela means it's a tribal word that Zulus, that Africans. I know my Kara Carey's husband is African, and
yeah.
He's a tribal African from Africa, and he's a painter, and he does house painting.
You are full of the most diverse knowledge, Shay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I know Kerry, the lady, she likes to go for the Roosters. And
all right.
And I just hope the Roosters might win this year or maybe next year.
So do I.
You so do I?
Let's have a bit of a listen to the song.
Yes.
Yes, that is the Soweto Gospel Choir, and they will be performing from the 3rd to the 25th of September in the Spiegel Tent, which will be in the Festival Garden. The Festival Garden is in the Entertainment Quarter, which is basically Fox Studios, which is basically the old Sydney Cricket Ground, which is basically Moore Park. Oh, well, just give it a Google. They're here for the Sydney Festival. And, I don't know, speaking of Shay... Shake. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's festival season. So it's fireworks season. And Sydney loves fireworks, don't they, Shay?
Oh, they do. They do every once a year.
Once a year? Are you kidding, dude?
Yeah, they do it every since December.
They do it every night.
Every night in December.
Sydney is cracker mad.
I like the fireworks at my mum's house. I like the fireworks in Sydney. It's like bing, boom, boom, bing, boom.
Is that how your fireworks sound?
Yeah.
It sounds more like a doorbell.
But doorbell, bing, boom, bing.
Doorbell fireworks.
Yeah.
But I think Sydney just loves setting off fireworks. Any excuse.
One thing I like to do in Blacktown, when I go to Blacktown, I'm going to go in the stadium and be a host and the baseball, and I say, Australian baseball!
All right. Are we going to set off fireworks?
Yeah,
then?
I don't know. I say Australian baseball rules.
Good.
And I want to say to Albanese, the Prime Minister, I was hoping he goes to the baseball, but I don't think.
Listen,
I don't know if
I'm Anthony Albanese.
I don't know if ScoMo will go for the baseball because I think he's a shark supporter.
Enough ScoMo.
He's a shark supporter. Just go up. Cronulla, blue and white and blue.
I'm going to ask you, Jeff, sorry, it's a bit funny,
but what are you saying, Jeff?
I'm just saying my ribs hurt because I cracked my ribs last week, and whenever I laugh, it really, really hurts.
Yeah, maybe it's not good to laugh.
No, I won't laugh anymore.
And I have back pain too.
Good. We're talking about fireworks.
Okay, about fireworks?
Sydney will set off fireworks if I drop my pants. Sydney will set off fireworks if someone wins a meat tray. And now the weather is warming up. Yes, anything.
I won a prize with Corey. I won a pink flamingo.
You won a pink flamingo?
Yeah, at ICOA. I won a pink flamingo and a gift card.
I'm guessing it wasn't a real flamingo.
It was a toy.
Inflatable flamingo?
A toy, yeah.
It's like a pool toy flamingo?
Yeah.
Can you ride it in a pool?
I don't know. You have to ask Corey about that one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the house manager.
Do you remember? Anyway.
I want to ask you one thing. Jeff, what was your funniest moment? I know you always have a funny moment when you went to a Steiner school and you got drunk and you have to get the school kids.
Shay, I said we're never again going to mention the time I turned up at a Steiner school at 10 o'clock in the morning, blind drunk, and tried to perform a show of my poetry for 200 children and was escorted off stage by the teachers. I said we're never going to talk about that again. What do you do?
Yeah.
You bring it up.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Shay.
Oh, what fireworks?
Who invented fireworks?
The Chinese.
Yeah. You know it.
And who invented COVID?
No.
China. And then who invented President Trump? Make America great again from China.
No. China.
Shay,
no.
Yeah?
Bit of the history of fireworks, because we're talking festivals.
Fireworks,
it's a longbow, but this whole show is a longbow, breaking waves.
Yeah.
The earliest fireworks came from China,
yes,
during the Han Dynasty, which started in 200 BC.
Yeah.
People originally threw bamboo stems into a fire, and they exploded with a loud bang.
Yeah.
And that was the first firework.
Yeah.
In later times, gunpowder packed into small containers was used to mimic the sounds of burning bamboo.
Yeah.
Exploding bamboo stems and gunpowder firecrackers were interchangeably known as baozu or baogan. Yeah. That's my Chinese pronunciation. I'm sorry, my pronunciation.
Yeah.
During the Song Dynasty, people manufactured the first firecrackers comprising tubes made from blah, blah, blah. And eventually they strung them together in large clusters so the firecrackers could be set off in one closed sequence. That's my fireworks impersonation. Do you know when I was a child, we were allowed to have fireworks like dynamite? The good old days when you could, you had crackers, bungers.
Yeah.
That were, it could kind of blow your hand off. Yeah. But kids were allowed to play with them, buy them. Yeah. They were fantastic. They came in little red packets of these little Tom Thumbs were the tiniest ones.
They made a bang. They don't have those anymore. They don't have
In this silly safety conscious world, it's all office health and safety.
Yeah.
It's like they don't let children injure themselves anymore like that.
I remember there was a funny moment when I was in the station. We were roof. Remember we kept ripping our pants? and go rip pants because my mum wanted the pants. It got cheap and it got ripped. It was a beige pants and it got ripped.
I do remember the pants ripping episode. It was live pants ripping on radio.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure how it came about.
Yeah, but, no. Jeff, do you have a poet performance today? Do you have a poet?
I haven't got a poem today.
No.
Do you want to know what the Sydney Fringe Festival is about?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Chinese also invented paper,
whiskey,
chess, wheelbarrows,
yes,
panda bears,
yeah,
and Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what is the Sydney Fringe Festival in a nutshell? The website blurb fairly pants. It says, prepare for an exhilarating and unexpected month filled with over 400 jaw-dropping events spread across four dynamic new precincts. From the pulsating heart of the city to its hidden historical gems, we're bringing you the bespoke experiences that celebrate local stories and strengthen the bond between you, our festival goers, and the city's rich tapestry of communities. Secure your tickets and dive into a kaleidoscope of creativity as we transform Sydney this September into a riot of colour and culture. Actual rioting may not be permitted. Sound like fun, Shay?
Yeah, it's fun. Have you ever felt that the episode of Australia that Bart Simpson made a fake call and he rang Australia and that was funny that he said, what is the loo in Australia? Trying to say if it's normal or flush. And then he says America had different toilets.
Oh, what direction the water went down.
Drowned with your direction of toilets.
I remember from The Simpsons.
I remember that in China we went to this Chinese hotel with Mum. And the toilet, it just squirt into your bum. Really? And then it makes you clean your bum from squirting.
That's funny.
Have you ever heard of a toilet you squirt in the bum?
Yeah, I have.
I actually never went to President Trump's toilet. You know, there's a golden toilet. President Trump has a golden toilet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry, funny. I didn't want to make you laugh. You have a bad
ribs. It generally hurts. My ribs are broken.
I can't laugh. I'll laugh for you.
Yeah, well, let's okay.
Because I know Jeff had broken ribs. I just know Jeff has a broken ribs.
I went bouldering last week and I slipped.
And you did rock climbing.
It's like indoor rock climbing and I slipped and I smashed my ribs into one of the knobs and I broke them twice before.
Maybe it's a good idea not to laugh.
I won't laugh. Don't make me laugh.
No
more talk of golden toilets and President Trump.
Yeah.
But I will say that invention you're talking about, the squirty up the body toilet,
yeah,
it's called a bidet.
Bidet.
Yeah, it's a French invention.
Really?
Yeah, they don't. Oh, I don't know. I guess. Yeah. I know. We're not going to go to French toiletries.
Oh, yeah. But friend, merci. Oui, 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 oui. Sorry. I know I'm making Jeff laugh. I want to ask, remember we always go to that place, La Perouse, where the French man came?
Yes.
I know. He never returned back.
I know. We're not going to talk about La Perouse. We're talking about the Sydney Fringe Festival.
Yeah. It's about the people from Africa.
Well, yeah, the Soweto Gospel Choir. Yeah. That's one of the acts playing at the festival, but it's very Sydney centric. It's a Sydney Fringe Festival, and therefore, I think we should play a Sydney song.
Yes.
Song, can I give you a bit of history on it?
Yeah.
This song is called "My City of Sydney," and it's kind of very much in the vein of those Frank Sinatra songs like New York, New York, a city-loving song. It's by a guy called Tommy Leonetti. And it used to be every night when Channel 7 went off air, the television station, because television didn't used to go all night. Every night they went off air, the last thing they played was My City of Sydney by Tommy Leonetti. And I think we should play it because this is kind of a fringe Sydney Fringe Festival. Sydney-centric, navel-gazing, weird screwy scrambled edition of Breaking Waves. Yeah. So let's have a bit of Tommy Leonetti with My City of Sydney, and there may be some tail end from the old Channel 7 ads.
Watching Seven's colourful world as we draw to the end of another day.
My city of Sydney, I miss the warmth of you, miss the heart of your people, that little church steeple in Woolloomooloo. Sailboats, white polka dotting the blue of the bay as they glide on their way through a clear afternoon. Night folks thirsting for fun, meeting most everyone at the cross as they toss in their merry balloon. My city of Sydney, I miss your glow at dark, miss the opera house lights from the bridge and the nights in a quiet Hyde Park. Though I'm thousands of miles from the circus and smiles of your laugh-loving children at play, my warm city of Sydney, and the nights in a quiet Hyde Park. Though I'm thousands of miles from the surfers and smiles of your laugh-loving children at play.
My city of Sydney. Do you think I miss my true career, Shay, as a crooner?
Yeah.
Do you reckon I miss my true career as a crooner?
As a career, I mean, tuner.
Yeah, a crooner's kind of a style of singing. So Tony Leonetti there with his beautiful song.
I think you, Jeff and Shay, you're the king of radio.
Oh, man.
You and me and Jeff are the Shay and Jeff show.
You mean it's not Kyle Sandilands?
No.
Oh, God bless you, Shay.
But Kyle Sandilands earned more money than us.
Yeah, but money's not everything.
The money is not important, but I wish I could have $250 million on radio.
Actually, money's quite a bit.
Yeah, it is. But I just feel like, you know, these top radio stars, they get too much money. Then they don't know what to use.
That's right, man. And they don't have integrity like we do. We have... It's integrity. We're solid. We're not like commercial, you know... Anyway, we have to go. Thank you for listening.
To Eastside Radio, Shay and the Jeff Show. It's the Breaking Waves, Making Airways.
Breaking Waves. Breaking Braver. And don't forget, the Sydney Fringe Festival will be wonderful with lots of events. Give it a Google. And that last little bit we talked about, the Flying Bubble Show with the bubbleologist who flies through the air, sort of put me in mind of a character called Mr. Kite.
Mr. Kite?
And that put me in mind, of course, of the Beatles song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. So it's a kind of a theatrical little circusy song, and I think it sort of fits maybe the themes of the Sydney Fringe Festival. So get a big firework.
We should play the song.
I was going to say up here, but don't do that. Just enjoy the fireworks, enjoy the festival.
Yeah, we should play a song of the Beatles.
Yeah.
For
the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. Pablo Frank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.